When Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon was 15 years old, he went to YMCA camp Hayawenta on Torch Lake. The camp director there, Pat Rohde, changed Bacon's life and thousands of others. Today, John shares this remembrance.
I first met Pat Rohde in the summer of 1980. I was a 15-year-old kid who'd just broken 100 pounds. He was a 51-year-old former Army captain. He was built like it and acted like it. A tough, no-nonsense guy you did not want to disappoint. I was a rookie at Camp Hayawenta while Pat was on his way to becoming the director. I quickly discovered this camp was not about making moccasins. Guys my age spent 2 weeks whipping through the rapids in Ontario, sailing the Great Lakes, and climbing the Canadian Rockies. Not what I expected. On these trips, you discovered the outdoors, but you also discovered how to trust your teammates and yourself. You found your limits, and you surpassed them again and again and again. And that's how Camp Hayawenta changes lives. Pat told me, physically, nothing could be harder than these trips, and I've been through airborne training. When you finish, you can say, hey, I did that. I can probably do a lot of other things, too. Pat Rohde designed camp to give bored kids adventure, forgotten kids attention, and just about everybody, campers and counselors alike, a sense of belonging. He based camp on his belief that we cannot get through life alone, but there are plenty of people willing to help. He came by it honestly. As a child, Rohde was bedridden for months with severe asthma, so he spent his time reading the classics. After his mother died of cancer and was buried on Pat's 12th birthday, his father was often absent, and his older brother went off to fight in World War II. Through high school, Pat lived on his own. It must have been terribly lonely. But, Pat told me, so many people went out of their way to help me that, well, you've got to give back. Pat did. After he graduated from Aquinas College as the baseball team's leading hitter, he turned down offers from the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals to play minor league baseball. Instead, Pat signed up for the Army's elite Special Operations Unit, the predecessor of the Green Berets, and married Dodie. Together, they raised 5 children, now all successful adults. Pat could have made more money doing, well, just about anything. Instead, he gave the campers and counselors his time and his energy, not to mention his hard-earned dollars to pay for their rent, their college tuition, their plane tickets, and even their bail. All but one has paid him back. He said, I believe in second chances, and third, and fourth, and fifth. As many as it takes. If you're trying to help somebody, why would you quit? Pat was a devout Christian, but he rarely talked about it. He lived it. The Dalai Lama has said, my religion is simple. Be kind. Pat's, I think, was just as simple. Be helpful. Early on, Pat decided if a camp like Hayawenta was good for boys, it must be good for girls, too. After some dicey negotiations, Pat launched Hayawenta for Girls and then merged it with Camp Arbutus in Traverse City. More than 2 decades later, Camp Arbutus Hayawenta is thriving, perhaps Pat's proudest accomplishment. Last week, Pat passed away at age 90, surrounded by his family and his friends. A few years earlier, I asked him if he had any regrets. He looked me right in the eye and said, clear as could be, no. No regrets. Pat devoted his life to helping others, and now thousands of his protégés are doing the same. I cannot imagine a better legacy than that.